Test 70, Section 3, Question 13. Here we're looking to resolve the apparent paradox in the consultant statements, and it says, the big improvements in productivity achieved during the Industrial Revolution came from standardization of processes and procedures coupled with centralization of planning and decision making. So, got these standardization and centralization. So, making everything the same and bringing the decision making into a central place. Yet, in recent years, many already productive companies have further improved productivity by giving individual employees greater influence in decision making and in how they do their work. So now companies that are doing well are then passing some responsibility back to people. So basically the apparent paradox is that, well, they got a lot of improvement by bringing in, by centralizing things. And now they're getting some more improvement by sending it back. And that does seem a bit odd. So we want something that's going to explain why in recent years is it that already productive companies are getting better by passing some responsibility back to the people, like the, you know, spreading it out to the workers. Most companies still try to improve productivity mainly through greater standardization. Well, we don't need information about most companies. We need about those many already productive companies that are improving. B, increased productivity is not the only benefit of giving individual employees greater control over their work. Job satisfaction increases as well. Well, that's nice, but we don't really care about that. We want to explain why are they getting the increased productivity. Most of the increases in industrial productivity that have occurred in recent years have been due to the introduction of advanced technology and industrial robots. Yes, but that doesn't address the many already productive companies who are getting productivity gains by passing it back to the employees. See, the innovations in the Industrial Revolution are only now being applied in those companies in which individual employees have traditionally been entirely in control. Well, but that's not the relevant bit. We want to know what about the ones who had already achieved productivity. So the fact that some of those are now getting applied, that really is kind of the wrong direction. Increases in productivity in highly productive companies depend on management's broad application of innovative ideas solicited from individuals, employees about their work. This is the best thing we get because it's really the only one about highly productive companies because that's the group that is behaving strangely in this case. And so E, I just said, is the only one that does anything for the right group and therefore is the best answer. And that would explain why we're getting some better results from passing authority back to the people. And so E is the best one here.